It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the word of God, to be grateful. So this past weekend, I watched the show on the OWN Network about the Olympic figure skater, Debbie Thomas. It was the talk of the weekend. And as you may remember, you know, Debbie was the first African-American to win the women's title at the U.S. Championship in 86. She was dubbed early on America's sweetheart, but her life has changed drastically since that time. And as the host of the show, Iyanla Van Zandt, would characterize it as, you know, she's gone from being on the cover of Time magazine to living in an overcrowded trailer home. And, you know, what was obvious over the course of the interview was that Debbie's life had been broken in so many places, in the areas of her family and her profession, her finances. I'm sure her dreams for the future also had been shattered. But as I'm watching the show, I did have an interesting observation. So unfortunately, Debbie's home was not fit. It was sort of a dark place. It was bug infested, and it wasn't even fit for the taping of the show. But what hung on the outside of her front door was a cross. And when I saw that, I thought, that is so telling, because, you know, we can keep Christ hanging on the outside, but to not really let him into those deep, dark crevices of places within ourselves, which is where he does his best work, right? Because we serve our Father who can not only repair a broken heart, but he can replace it entirely if need be. The scripture today is Romans 10:10, for it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. So today I'm going to remember that I serve a God that can repair and ultimately replace my heart if necessary. Finally, share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.